Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We'll do anything we can to expose bullshit. The end sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. We all got news and tunes today. We're going to be playing some unsigned artists from the unsigned artist staple. We got some artists with such as Darkness Descends. We actually also got Deke Jackson of FKN News. Some of you have heard him on YouTube with his song One Planet. We also have Bread Fan, which I played during the unsigned musical, during the music pre-show, before we kicked the show off. We got My Beloved Tragedy, we got Black Suit Youth, and we got others. So, before we get started with that, we got Dive Man. Oh, man. Yo, before we get started, I called Christy showed earlier this evening. Some of you probably heard that call. And it's just something I've been noticing, something that's actually been bugging me, because normally I would just walk away. Instead of, just having to stick around and, because when it comes to shit, I'm just very lazy. I just don't want to deal with it. I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear anyone's mouth. I don't want to hear any yelling. I don't want to hear it. So, I would rather walk away. Because, seriously, I would rather get punched in the face than get yelled at. Honest to God. I would rather get my ass handed to me than someone yelling at me. I really hate it. I hate hearing people's mouths constantly, like, but lately I've been, willing to just step up to anyone and honestly willing to fight physically. And especially since nowadays people are acting more and more like dicks. The level of douchebags has risen. People so full of themselves that they need that validation. They need to have to prove themselves by any stupid means necessary. For instance, like I was saying today, coming out of the movie theater, And actually, that's gonna be another one of my topics today. I kind of experimented on myself in a non-sexual way. So don't get excited, people, because I know how much most of the people in the chat room, most of the people listening right now want to screw me. And they want to... Yeah, no. You all want to make love with Louis B. I understand that. But this is an experiment. I experimented on myself in a non-sexual way with 3D movies. So I'm going to talk about that. That's going to be kind of interesting. I was shocked by the results. So stay tuned for that one. Also, we're going to be talking about Domino's Pizza. They got a $12 million bailout from Uncle Sam. And RoboCop might be coming to a town near you. So, excuse me, damn. I really think it's the medication I'm using that is making me fucking cough. So, with that being said, yeah, no, just like I've noticed it on the subways, you know, people like to block the door entrance. You know, because they, you know, because if you have to stand on the subway, if there are no seats available in a subway car and it's all packed, the best place to stand is by the door. But what I hate is, I mean, it's common courtesy, everyone knows this is a given, if massive amounts of people are getting on one goddamn train to go all the way and to walk towards the middle of the subway car, so that way more people could get in and move in and get out of people's way. What I hate are the scumbags that fucking walk in and just stop in front of the door, blocking everyone from getting in. And then when you say, excuse me, they have the nerve to look at you like you said something bad about their mama's freaking diseased vagina. It's like, excuse me, sir, your mother's vagina is very decrepit and perhaps Staten Island Dumps-esque. I mean, I would understand you getting mad, but saying, excuse me, you know, and then they act like, and the ones that I love the most, and I'm being sarcastic, of course, are the ones that act like you, they don't hear you, because they got the iPod going on, and they just all in their own damn world, but they know damn, you know damn right, you know damn right what you do, you know damn right. You know damn right what, you know, just standing there, you know. And so, second confrontation of the day, you know, which, and, you know, with some black dude, lovely, freaking, he looks at me like he wanted me to do something, and I'm like, what? You're the one being Mr. Rude, freaking blocking everyone from coming in. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I didn't know your goddamn 250 to get on the damn train is better than everyone else's 250 to get on the train. Your Majesty. Look, I got the king. I got the freaking king of Suriname over here. Well, are you going to do a little dance for us? And yes, unfortunately, my mother hardly ever let me have control of the TV, so my mother's favorite thing to watch was goddamn musicals, which is why I hate musicals to this day. I hate musicals. I don't care if it's a musical with music I would like. Cause look, I like Green Day music, but I'm not going to that goddamn musical on Broadway with Green Day music. Because I hate musicals. Hate them! In fact, I remember when I was 14, my mother took me and my stepfather to go see Funny Girl. Goodness, I've always been an angry son of a bitch. What haven't I? Damn. All right. Well, damn. I went on the official tangent, didn't I? Julie Andrews can fuck off. Yes, she can. Funny girl. And that was the summer I got a beeper. Yeah, before cell phones got affordable. You know, I was rocking a beeper, and I was hoping to God someone would call me so I would have to, like, leave and go into the hallway and freaking call them back and just stay there. Because I would rather be bored in the hallway than freaking sit watching some douchebags sing and dance like Bojangles, bunch of faggots, you know, Circus of the Gays, you know, just jumping around and flopping and just, I just couldn't stand the shit. Just couldn't freaking, but no, of course it didn't. My beeper never went off. In fact, I was playing with it and not paying attention because I had no interest in the goddamn, my mother took away the beeper. And she's like, you need culture. I'm like, Mom, I'm Puerto Rican. How much culture do you need, do I need? Goodness, I chopped the sugar cane with the machete. I stab people with the machete. I done salsa. I could cook rice and beans. What more do you need? Oh, and I play baseball. I am the perfect Puerto Rican. What more culture do you need? And I wear sneakers with my slacks. Like an elderly Puerto Rican man. What more do you need, Mom? And for that, I got slapped in the face. So, but back to this. This scumbag... but this scumbag just decides to start puffing up his chest. And I'm like, what the fuck are you gonna do? Are we gonna throw down? I will not back down. And basically, I've been saying to people who are bigger than me. And I'm saying, I don't give a fuck you're bigger than me. You know, I don't care if I get fucked up. By the end of the day, your balls are mine. Yes. And I had every intention on freaking just destroying this dude's testicular function. I mean, and yes, he was bigger than me. I was like, you know, feel free, throw a punch, but your balls are mine. And of course, you know, he ended up backing down. And it was like, you know, I just started ignoring him after that. But that ended that situation. But I've been getting dangerously, dangerously close to actually getting into a physical altercation. You know, Christy, suck it. Chris, you know. See, this is why Christy is acting like this, because she's so fucking backed up. You know, she just needs to, really, poor Christy hasn't gotten laid since the Reagan administration, and she's backed up. She got a whole bunch of oil in her Adirondacks that need to be drilled. But, yeah, no, I mean, it was Clinton, you asshole. No, Christy, because your virginity was getting sold like Iran-Contra. Your hymen funded a war. It was obliterated. You know what? There you go. Twisting words like the CIA. You just mad because you can't control me, woman. So anyways, moving on. Moving on before... before she gets all. Oh, hold on, we got a caller. Expose the fakes.
You know, it was really hard not being able to speak when you were talking about the guy being bigger than you and his balls being yours.
Look, Michael, come on, Mike. I didn't mean it in a sexual way. I meant it in the way I was going to attack his balls. I was about to attack his balls in a violent way, meaning punching, kicking, you know, kneeing. I was about to turn this man into a soprano.
But I've seen the light, man. I've seen the light.
Yes.
I got the coloring. And
yes.
I've converted to being a black man, and I've joined the new Black Panthers.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, that dude that was standing with the stick, that short dude that was talking about, I hate white people. I hate every, you know what? It's usually the short, skinny black dude that's the loudest mouth. Shout.
I don't know which one you're talking about. I remember that one.
That video. The video where he's at a street fair and he's like, I hate white people. I hate them. I hate every iota of a cracker. If you want your freedom, you're gonna have to kill some white babies.
I saw one video. It was two black dudes like standing there. They're reading out of the Bible or something.
Oh, those are the black Israelites. Oh, they're hilarious.
It was the funniest shit because the Jew.
No, don't worry. It's just my show. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jew
I wasn't
walked
done.
Up to
I wasn't
them
done.
And
go ahead. It's all you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Jesus.
Man.
No. I'm just the host of the fucking show. Go ahead. I wasn't done, but go ahead. I'm sorry. You got more important things to do. Go ahead.
Go ahead and speak.
Gosh. All right. Damn. No, I'm just saying the black Israelites are hilarious on Times Square because I was with Anonymous, a New York Anonymous, and we were trolling these guys after we finished trolling the Church of Scientology in Manhattan, which they're big fucking crazy scumbags too, fucking allowing people to get killed, but you know, I digress. You know, these guys are threatening white people that they're going to kill them and all that. And we just stood there and like, you're not going to do nothing. And of course, they're not going to do nothing because the moment they start with the violence, since they're not a sanctioned, since they're not a legal church, they could easily be kicked off the sidewalk. But it's just funny how they break it down that the Jews are not real Jews and Puerto Ricans are from the tribe of, well, what tribe did he say I was from? It starts with an E.
Ephraim.
Ephraim. There you go. He said since my father's Puerto Rican, I'm from the tribe of Ephraim, and that my job was to make sure the tribe of Judah stayed on course.
I don't know what that meant.
So cute. I was like, that's cute. So you know,
you've got a personal encounter there, but my story just deals with a YouTube video. But anyway, there, I know that's full of action there. But there were two black Hebrew Israelites there. I think they were reading from the Bible. One of them was wearing a Star of David around his neck. I don't quite get that.
Well, they all do that. They have these robes like they are. Like they're all Uncle Ben, you know, about to.
Well, the
cook,
majority
cook
of them
some.
will say, "Well, that's a pagan symbol. I'm not going to wear that." But I saw this black dude wearing one, and this Jew walked up to them. I can't remember what started it, but they were talking about the transatlantic slave trade. Mm-hmm. You know, where millions of blacks died. You know.
Well, yeah, that's one of the main arguments saying that the Jews that say they're Jews are not real Jews, and that the blacks are the real Jews.
Because, and then the Jew went on about the 6 million thing, and they're like, the Holocaust, that's a joke, and they started talking about the transatlantic slave trade, and they had this guy crying. He's like, you're horrible, why all the hate?
I'm like, ha-ha, look at that crackle. It was crazy, but, you know.
Okay.
What's wrong
with your dog?
This is a stupid little dog. It's a cross between a Yorkie and a Maltese, and they call him a Morky, and it's this little thing that makes loads of whining noises, and so anyway, yeah, that's wrong with the dog.
Alrighty then.
So what's going on in the world? I haven't been paying attention to the news ever since that congresswoman got shot, and you know she's more important than any of the other thousands of people who get murdered in America every year.
Oh, she's gonna be fine. She's gonna be flown to Houston and get the best physical therapy, so that way she can learn how to, you know, lie out her mouth again and screw over the American people. You know, but she just sacrificed herself for the good of the New World Order, so that way people could start taking away our guns and, well, not our guns, because, shit, in New York you can't get a gun unless, just, you know, you have to have a good reason. You can't even just go to one police plaza and answer the question, like, I just want one to protect myself. Oh, well, you can always call 911. That's not a good reason to want a gun.
And this sounds bad, but even if the chick would have died, I would have been more concerned about our Second Amendment right than whatever her life was worth as a scumbag politician. If she had kicked the bucket, I would have. And this sounds bad. I would have said she had it coming to her, whether that was planned or not.
Okay.
Well, that'd be the same with any congressman. I'm not advocating this. That's illegal. I'm not advocating anybody going out there and doing that. But I'm just saying, as far as my sympathy goes in the matter.
So, yesterday I spoke about Camden, New Jersey firing half its cops, and the criminals started printing up t-shirts out of victory that they're going to be taking over the city. Later, Vortex. Good night, Vortex. Anyway, he's gone.
Okay, which criminals printed up these t-shirts?
The criminals of Camden, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. What'd they do?
They printed up t-shirts stating that they, you know, that they own the city now, with the date of when the cops were when half the police force was laid off, and a third of the firefighters were also laid off. So, you know, Camden, New Jersey is gonna burn to the ground. But which unless they get the RoboCop program, you know, up and running, which, kind of funny, Samsung was granted a RoboCop patent, which is real news. Samsung just received confirmation for a patent that describes an unmanned automatic shooting mechanism that is designed to support and replace security forces in locations such as airports, harbors, and nuclear power plants. Samsung fuels the 2011 IT patent frenzy with 151 patents granted in the second week of the year. One of them was particularly interesting and somewhat reminiscent of the automated enforcement droid in the 1990 movie RoboCop 2. The patent is introduced as an automatic shooting mechanism and robot having the same, which outlines a cyborg-like shooting robot that, however, is not immediately mobile like the cyborg in a movie, apart from that which could be fixed with a mobile base, and the device use of front and back ultra-low brightness cameras that are employed for area monitoring, target identification, tracking, and accurate shooting in short and long ranges. Additionally, Samsung has integrated image recognition technology, image processing and storing technology, voice recognition technology, servo technology, image tracking technology, and system control technology.
So, in other words, Samsung has the rights to killing machines.
Yep.
Well, I don't know why Samsung would want it, but, you know.
And my question is, who's gonna get the contract to provide cellular service to this? Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? That's what I need to know.
Hopefully it'll be AT&T because the reception will go in and out. And
okay.
We could only hope for that one. But.
And will it run on 4G, 3G, or the new 5G?
There's no 5G.
There's going to be a 5G, and I'm actually creating it as we speak. I'm in the Crotch Shot Radio Labs, and we are in the process of inventing 5G.
That's part of your plan for the New World Order, huh?
Yes, and you should be happy that when the New World Order takes the New World Order takes over, because it'll be an era of peace, and there will not be any culling whatsoever.
I'd be very skeptical if you came to me claiming you're going to bring me peace, but
look, as peace-ish, you know, because no human could just bring about total peace. It's just, I'm just going to say, look, I'm going to stay out your way. What you do is up to you. It's just, you know, other people can't do the job like I can do the job, so. Not so much dictator, I'm just going to be a good administrator. With, you know,
a good administrator.
Yes, with the power to smack someone down if I got to. Don't worry. Just listen back to the show I did, the New World Order. I explain it all. With all the laws I would enact. You know, everything. Everyone will be well represented. You know, there will not be no bias based on religion.
What about the Scientologists?
As long as they don't kill nobody, if people want to leave, none of this fucking forced. One of the laws I will enact: no forced donations.
Forced donations. Will you be implementing an Ilu Minati?
Yes, I will be.
There you go.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about the Scientologists.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, but look, you know, the thing is, I will rule by example. So the Scientologists will, you know, under my rule, will automatically self-destruct because, the type of system of government I will install, you know, a Scientology will not be allowed. Succeed.
I want to be able to succeed. Is there going to be a free flow of cash?
Well, if you can make it, it's going to be a free economy. Free market system.
Free market.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty dangerous.
Well, okay. Don't worry about it. Anyways, moving on.
Look up that good old fashioned protectionism.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, have you ever noticed that every movie coming out is 3D?
Yeah, and I regretfully inform everybody that I saw Jackass in 3D, and I don't recommend that you go see it.
I saw it with torrents, and it wasn't as funny. I was like, really? It was just a bunch of middle-aged guys hurting themselves, and it's not as funny as the series, or part one, part two, or 2.5.
During the whole movie, there was at least one of them, like, dressing up like a chick. That was weird, number one.
Yeah, why do they always do that?
Well, during that movie, it was, like, worse than ever before. I mean, Usually in the other ones, you'd see them do it a couple scenes, but this one, I swear that every scene that I remember, at least one of them was dressed up as a chick.
Did that turn you on?
Oh, when it really didn't turn me on, when with my 3D glasses, I saw dildos coming out from the screen at me.
Well, very good. That's fun for the whole family. I was getting curious if it had any effects on the human brain. So today I went on my way to Best Buy. I had to go pick up a printer in Manhattan, and I went around the corner and I, you know, decided, hey, you know, I wanted to go see the Green Hornet because I remember watching the Green Hornet with Bruce Lee back in the day, you know, with Dad and stuff, and you know, I wanted to check it out, see, you know, how, you know, Seth Rogen did it. By the way, don't waste your money. I spent $17.50 for the 3D movie. A regular movie ticket is $13 in Manhattan. So I sat down, and it was during the commercials. I put on the 3D glasses, and I was amazed by how clear the picture was, the technology, because what I was expecting was, you know, those, like, red and blue 3D glasses that you get, you know, in a cardboard thing and in a magazine, and it's like, you just see red and blue, and you don't see it in its true color. That's what I was expecting. I was expecting to be annoyed like that. Nothing like that. You see all the colors. It was clear. It was high def. You know, I was getting amazed.
The beginning of the movie. But, you know, and during the previews, the 3D is more. It's more amazing than the actual movie itself. Usually, that's just weird. But they rip you off on the 3D glasses because they use the same ones every time, from what I'm told.
Oh yeah,
but you can't go back. You can't go back with the same one, and they charge you for the 3D glasses that you use, but you can't go back with the same ones. You have to pay for your glasses every time.
Yeah. That's why they ask you. That's why they ask you to recycle them. I mean, but you know, I was
them so they can make more money off that garbage.
Right. So you know, the Ford commercial, the Coca-Cola commercial was all in 3D. I was like, wow. When it got to the previews for future releases, I was getting excited. My heart was racing. I was getting restless. I was actually feeling impatient for the movies that sucked. The previews sucked. These movies sucked. The premise, the plot sucked. Normally I would be like, I will wait for this to get on torrents. But I felt myself actually making plans for these movies that I would hate. Then I realized that I wanted a Coke and a fucking Ford car, too. That's when I realized that
in a world where the masses will not listen to our plan for globalization, a superhero comes.
Yeah.
To convince the world that this is the way.
Exactly. You know, I realized I was getting programmed by the 3D. It was my only explanation to why I was feeling all excited over movies that I would hate. You know when you watch a preview and you just know it's going to suck?
Yeah, because even the preview's lame.
Yeah. And these previews were lame, but since they were in 3D, oh my god, they're so extraordinary. And I felt myself just wanting these things that I really normally wouldn't want. You know?
Well, I got excited when I was... I actually, quite a while back, I watched the Avatar movie in 3D.
Okay.
And, I was getting excited. I thought it was pretty cool at first, but then I realized that this whole concept of uniting all these different element nations is just some symbolism for one world government, and I got upset.
Yeah,
well, other than that, it was a pretty decent movie, but you know.
Yeah. Well, so far, I mean, by the way, don't waste your money on the Green Hornet. I give it 2 out of 5 bitch laps. You know, Seth Rogen, I mean, you know when you watch a movie and you could, that the acting's so good, it's like, that's Batman. You don't think of him as Christian Bale. Or you don't think of him as a joke, or you don't think of him as, what's that motherfucker's name who played the Joker? He dead now. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Played the Joker in which one?
Batman. Batman,
Yeah, but which Batman?
The one with Christian Bale.
Huh. Wasn't there one
Dark,
where...
Dark Knight. The Dark Knight.
Wasn't there...
I mean, Jack Nicholson played it good, because, you know, you think that's the Joker. You don't think
of... What's the one with Jim Carrey?
That's, Batman... He played the Riddler.
Was that Batman Beyond or something?
No, Batman Beyond is the cartoon that's about a few... Terry McGinnis, who dons the bat suit. Yes.
I keep forgetting that. What's the name of the one with him as the Riddler? What's that one called?
Damn, I don't know. It's not important. I'm trying to make a goddamn point.
Okay.
You want to talk about the fucking Riddler?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Jesus. What do I pay you? What do I? Are you sure you're not a Talmudic Jew?
Oh yes, I'm paid by the Rothschild. I'm the illegitimate son of Sir Everly de Rothschild, and
I mean,
I'm here to indoctrinate your audience.
My God, because you're throwing me off like a shiksa.
How do you speak Hebrew, huh?
Wait a minute. I am from Brooklyn. I live near a Jewish neighborhood. You hear shiksa.
You
hear
shiksa. Jewish neighborhood.
Hmm. Yes. Yes, there's a lot of them in the United States.
Not that I think you have any connections or anything.
Yeah, of course you don't. Yeah. I even say oy vey, so...
You say oy vey, you know?
Yeah. Think however you want. I'll be the one saving your ass when the shit hits the fan. So go fuck yourself.
Shit's the fan. Have you talked about the Holocaust on your show?
Well, that video, that documentary you sent me, Last Days of the Big Lie.
Yes.
I actually saw it, but the thing is, I just have questions, like devil's advocate questions.
What kind of question? I can't promise that I've got answers right now, but...
I mean, look, a lot of the... You know, of course, a lot of the shit was, renovated. Those concentration camps were renovated. Of course, you know, the Russians...
Yeah, but they give them the impression that they're not. That's the problem.
Really?
They give the tourists who come... They tell the tourists who come through there, many of them have been told that they're in their original conditions. That's the problem. That's why they bring that up.
Okay, well, I mean, but that's, if that's the case, but still, you know, I understand that you got, you know, that, you know, you caught a whole bunch of them in a lie. Of course, a lot of, the, you know, of course they probably found the 4 people that, you know, were bullshitting. You know, just so that way they could feel important.
There's loads of them who are caught bullshitting, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
need to see. I want to see more. You know,
I can recommend a site. It doesn't have any political meanings at all.
Because that chick, because I remember watching that documentary, The Last Days, and. You know, when I was younger, and I actually, you know, because it actually, the way Steven Spielberg made it, it invokes this emotion in you.
It puts you in a trance.
It gets you so angry and upset, and you start mourning these people that died.
As informed as I am about these things, mm-hmm. When I, you know, at the beginning the beginning of The Last Days of the Big Lie. It shows the trailer, that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they just sound so convincing during that. I mean, when you got that former Jewish congressman on there talking about, like, it all seems like a dream. And it's meant to evoke this emotion in you. And it almost got me.
But, you know, I'm watching this, and I'm remembering an episode of 21 Jump Street, which I was watching, and there was this episode where there's this dude on a college radio station talking about the Holocaust. It's like, it happened 50 years ago, and I didn't kill any Jews. We weren't, the U.S. wasn't involved in it, but why are we apologizing for it? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You know, why are we apologizing for the Holocaust? I know I didn't. I'm not a Nazi. I never killed any Jews. Why are we?
Why are modern Germans apologizing? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they're so browbeaten over there in Germany. They've got strict Holocaust denial laws where you'll probably go to jail for like 3 years just for one statement. I mean, they're just. So it's just so bad over there. I mean, there's loads of them are afraid. I mean, I had one that started messaging me on YouTube. And they were scared of their life even doing that. they tracked down them and they sent them to jail just for, you know, questioning portions of the event. They could go to jail for saying 5,999,999 died. Did you know that? And
well,
also,
yeah, I mean,
they over-exaggerate the numbers, you know, where it looks like they're making it a joke. They're going to go to jail.
I'm just waiting for the ADL to call me now just for this conversation. The thing is, I'm not fazed by the Holocaust anymore because, you know, it happened to my people, probably not at those numbers. But when the Spaniards came to Puerto Rico, you know, they killed the Indians with smallpox. And then the United States, when they took over the island, they were testing, radioactive isotopes on Puerto Ricans just to see how they would die. The Rhodes cancer experiments, the medical experiments, testing drugs on them, you know, sterilizing the women. You know, of the island between 1950 and 1970, which is a long time.
Here's something to think about. And I don't even think I know these numbers right now. I mean, that's how bad it is. Do you know how many people, right off the top of your head, died in World War II?
No.
Okay. How many Jews do they say died?
6 million.
How many Americans died?
Don't know.
You see how much they brainwash you? You know about that 6 million, but millions and millions and millions of others died, and we have no idea.
Well, here's another thing. I mean, there were other people in the concentration camps. There were Bible students, you know, that people that, you know, German citizens.
Jehovah's Witnesses, because they don't like any government.
Well, yeah, you know. But
they don't like any government. I mean, if any government tries to, you know, they don't support any government, though. I've heard them. They say government's evil, and, you know, that's cool. But, I mean, I'm sorry for finding humor in this situation. I mean, that's just this consistent stance they always have.
Well, at least they're consistent. Jesus.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, what, you act as if they're lying.
Right. It is consistent. I can give them that much. That is true.
I mean, the gypsies.
It was mostly for refusing.
Say how Hitler. Or saying how Hitler and not joining the war effort and not renouncing their faith.
Well, the Germans' explanation behind that, and I don't find complete merit in this, although someone might understand out there. They were saying, well, they're reaping in the benefits of the country, and they refuse to serve, they refuse to do anything. That was basically their argument. I remember when I was working at a food pantry, and this Jehovah's Witness woman came in a decent-looking car getting food for herself. So, I mean...
Okay, well, you know, that's that that's doesn't
speak those are individuals.
To,
yeah. Those are individuals.
I mean, how nice was the car?
This was like how many years ago? I'm trying to remember.
Just it's a simple question. How was it a nice car?
It was fairly decent. I mean, it looked pretty new for the era. I can't remember what it was. I just remember. I just kind of remember, you know, that's a nice car. But I'd been there, you know, doing that quite a few times. But I just remember that one incident kind of sticks out. But I think that was back in 2006. You know, I did that when I lived in Illinois. But it was at a Methodist church. Because someone, one of my friends had asked me if I'd come in and help. But...
Alrighty. Well, whatever. Well, I'm gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We'll be right back to finish out the show. This is, we're gonna play. This is Deke Jackson with his song One Planet.
We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. Face obliteration. Face obliteration.
To you from the people of the planet, aka the crew. Some of them are angry, some of them have got guns. Won't change to the way that it gets done. Don't tell them that it's gonna be cool somewhere over the rainbow. Cause we don't buy that shit. Having a mutiny, taking the shit.
No business to do, nothing to buy, nothing to sell, no waiting.
you threaten to extend your violence. This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
That was D. Jackson with his song One Planet. Check him out, fknnews.com. We're back. Mike, are you back?
Yeah, I'm finally, after that One Planet song, I'm entranced into accepting a new world order right now. I'm excited. You know, we're all one crew in all these nations. We got to stick together to fight the aliens. That might not have been what he meant, but no, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, the B-O-T-D.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I just got Jim Stachowiak to come in my room. Thanks for the ratings. Yeah, talking crap in my room. Whatever.
But when are you gonna do that one thing where you say, "Hey, this is Lulu B, and fuck the New World Order"? If you can't do you, when are you gonna do it?
Oh, I'm not. I don't do that no more.
Why not?
I changed it up. You know, I like to change things up.
What happened to that informed thing you had going on there?
Oh, they were proved to be scumbags, and that was it. You know, I don't have to. You know, once they're exposed, I don't gotta stay beating on them. You know, once someone's exposed, that's it. You know, it's like, all right, moving on. I mean, no one knows who they are. So, you know, I only deal with people who are real threats. You know, if they're just scumbags, that's it. You know, unless they come up to my face and do something. Yeah, and the thing is, but the thing was with Jim Stachowiak, the thing was, I said, look, Jim, if you were a real man, you would come to Brooklyn and step to my face, and we would have a fair fist fight. But, you know, he wants to say, oh, if you come to Georgia, you're threatening me and a bunch of other people. No, Jim, not threatening a bunch of other people. I am challenging you to a fist fight. It's a challenge.
From Georgia? Is this punk anywhere near me?
Martinez, Georgia.
I don't know where that's at.
Columbia County.
I don't know where that's at. I'm in Walker County, I think. But anyway.
Yeah, he's been exposed, and he runs his mouth on you on TalkShoe, and He really doesn't believe anything he says, because if there was a real fight, he'll be the first one to run in the mountains, or the first person. He would actually be the person snitching other patriots out, so that way he could get a piece of bread.
That's what's going to happen one of these days. They're going to turn everybody against everybody, and they'll be turning you in so they can get their meal.
Well, it'll be like the first hour. He says he has all these guns, but he ain't gonna use them when the time comes. So that's why I don't take that guy too seriously. He doesn't scare me. He's like Chris. He's basically saying, Chris, he's going to jail. Follow through with your threat. You will die in an act of self defense.
Well,
really?
I cannot legalize. While I cannot legally advise anybody out there in the future were such a crisis to come. To do anything to American politicians, I can advise you, according to the Second Amendment of the Constitution, to get a shitload of guns while you can.
Yep.
There you go.
At least enough to get defend yourself and keep it moving.
It doesn't have to be something crazy. I mean, if you don't think you could hold down an AK-47, you get something smaller, but. You don't have to go nuts if you got very little experience.
Yeah. So, again, more haters coming to my room and making dumb comments because, you know, I scare them. I mean, look.
What kind of haters?
I don't know, like this hater that just came to my room. You know, I don't even go to his show and do anything. And he felt the need; he had to come in my room, and start his garbage, and, you know, it's whatever. It's whatever.
They could be there in the chat saying that they're, fuck the color you got on there right now. I'm going to teabag his ass, and I wouldn't know it because ever since I've been using my computer with Linux on it, I can't get that chat to load. So yeah. I can't see anything anybody's saying.
Yeah, no, they just, yeah, they love to come on, they like to come on my chat room and talk garbage, and then they leave. That's the funny thing, they leave. I didn't even block this dude. His comment is still there. They come in and they run away. So I'm like, oh really, it's a hit and run? What a faggot.
Do they come in under different names?
Yeah, they do. They love doing that gayness, and it's they love calling
myself.
Because
it looks like loads of people hate you.
Yeah. They like to call me on my phone and say they're gonna do it. I'm like, dude, I'm not even worried. If you were a big badass, you would have come after me. So you know, I'm not even worried. So,
Well, if you don't stop doing this radio show, I'm gonna egg your car.
Yeah, right. You know, everyone wants me to stop doing my show. Why you want me to? Why do people want me to stop doing my show?
I don't know why.
They
don't have to listen.
Yeah. I mean, why is my show such a threat?
Have you figured out how many listeners you usually get on this thing?
I don't know, but all I know is that I'm pretty popular because I got people that I've never seen in the chat room saying that they've heard my show.
Huh?
And you know, from Australia, and they're like, oh, I heard you on this, I heard you on from this show, I heard your segment on that place, this place, that place, and I subscribe to your show, and, you know, it's, you know, I might not get live listeners, but I do get a whole bunch of people that listen to the archive.
It's getting popular in Australia, I hear. I mean, the truth movement and all that, getting popular in Australia.
Yeah.
And other, Germany, too. I mean, it's not against the law there for them to question 9/11, so if they do that, as long as they don't say Israel did it, you know, that they'd go to jail, but they could say the U.S. government did it all they want to. So it's getting popular over there, and loads of places over in Europe, and I've talked with lots of people from Australia who had me on Skype, and I've talked to them on different things.
Well, I mean, the truth movement has already been popular because they have their own false flag type thing where a whole bunch of people got killed. That it was a sort of a terrorist attack, and people with guns stormed a government building, and that turned out to be an inside job. I forgot the name of that documentary that someone came out with.
That's in Australia?
In Australia.
I'll have to check that stuff out. I guess I'll be looking up some of the truth sites from Australia because, I mean, all I'm aware of is the 7/7 bombings over there in Britain. So,
yeah.
Huh. Oh, I know somebody who's a... they've been dragging out his trial. He's named Brendan O'Connell. And because he made comments against the Talmud and stuff like that, you know, it's seen as hate speech, and he might get some jail time over there in Australia. So you can't say the wrong things over there.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of these popping up, and the ADL is pushing for a lot of those types of laws to be set up over here in America.
Ah. Uh-huh.
They almost got something passed in the year 2000 that would have been on the brink of limiting our speech, but the Republicans were good for something and they voted it down. So, keep that in mind, people. Free speech is being more limited in a town near you, probably not too far away after they manufacture another event. This shooting of the congresswoman is dealing with gun rights, and we could probably expect something to pop up with that. But I'm wondering what they're going to orchestrate as far as speech is concerned.
Yep, there you go. Anyways, it's time to end the show. And, you know, fuck the stalkers. Really, just fuck the stalkers. I mean, I'm not even gonna, you know... My motto is, unless you're in front of me to do something about me, then you're just a coward. Then you're just running at the mouth being reckless. So, you know, no... And I know what they were trying to do. They wanted me to make a threat so that way they could try to have my show taken down. So, because that they do that gamist too. They're like, this is how we're gonna silence people because you're not allowed to talk, and I'm the only one that could have a show that's popular because I want, you know, this dude's like a retarded. A retarded fucking version of Alex Jones, so...
Right, Alex Jones made the comment one time when someone called him to his show, this is a real radio show, punk!
Yeah, right.
The real radio show. Nobody else can have one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Unless you're Jason Berman. Then you can have one.
Actually, he doesn't even have a radio show anymore. His show got canceled.
They canceled the Info Warrior...
It's been canceled. I don't hear it. I don't hear about it.
Maybe I'll look it up. I doubt that he canceled his buddy Burmese's show. You know, they're butt buddies. They're pretty close.
If it doesn't suit Alex Jones's needs, there's really no use. Anyways, let's try to freaking end this now. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Like to thank Michael for calling in. Like to also thank, let's go down the list. I'd like to thank Jim Stach for, you know, making me, you know, legitimizing me and proving that I am stronger than he is. I'd like to thank Casey. I'd like to thank Damian Avila. I'd like to thank Dive Man. I'd like to thank Fox. I'd like to thank Troop Brigade and any Anon that's listening. Also, like to thank all the stalkers, everyone that likes to try to get at me. Thank you for legitimizing me. Thank you for proving that I'm better than you are in every way. So continue. Go ahead, continue attacks. Make it obvious so that way I could get more listeners. So there you go. So anyways, this has been Louis B saying. Mahalo. See, I'm using a Hawaiian term, not a Jewish term. How's that? Mm-hmm. Mahalo.
Yeah, I remember that. I know that.